A recreational trailer storage business on the border of Cambridge and Paslinch is working with the township to stay open and in compliance with local bylaws. Located next to the town line Canamara Parkway roundabout, Dan's RV Storage sought a zoning bylaw amendment at a Paslinch council on Wednesday. The change will allow the recreational trailer storage business, which has existed since 2006, to continue at 1873 Townline Road. Staff said there are no records of planning approvals for the site use and the amendment is required to help bring the property into compliance. While a holding provision would not permit the outdoor storage of recreational trailers on site until a site plan has been approved and a site plan agreement has been entered into, Interim Township Sow Curtin A. Hoyt Fox confirmed the business can continue without enforcement action, so long as the property owner continues to move forward with the site plan control process. At the meeting, councillors' comments focused on a letter they received from the Paslinch Lake Conservation Association, PLCA, not included in the agenda that outlined several concerns pertaining to tree clearing and screening on the lakeside portion of the property, which will be considered through the site plan process. The Grand River Conservation Authority, GRCA, has also recommended the owner establish a 5-meter wetland buffer from the property's delineated wetland limit and that no grading be permitted. Additional mitigation measures were proposed by the township's ecologist, including the provision of an edge management plan and the preparation of an entrance map and site brochure. In discussions on when the PLCA's comments would be considered, Count Sarah Bailey said part of the reason she thinks they didn't say something earlier is because they're outside the notification distance but still within sight lines of the property, suggesting residents within the site of a property that's going through the zoning amendment process could be notified. Mayor James Seeley put his foot down at the suggestion, calling it problematic, and saying council needs to draw a line somewhere. "We as a corporation need to stick to what we're required to do," said Seeley. "There's some onus on residents to know what's going on. Good communication is important," said Bailey in response. Staff said two similar pre-consultation applications for the same purposes will come forward to council at another date. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.